Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Otterville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play for Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Otterville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sidney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He's busted. Yellow Jacket fans going to surf. Sidney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sidney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it!
Anna takes the lead by two. Hilskamp squished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we'd like to welcome everybody to the big game today on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, superintendent of Fort Laramie Schools, Dan Holland, between us at the moment. And we are all in the state of Indiana at the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana. And Dan, we have just witnessed a tremendous junior varsity tilt. It went into OT, and it could very easily replace in the movie that game between Milan and Muncie Central. How about that?
Yeah, the only difference is that shot he hit there at the end. If we just could have buried that, we would have beat it.
But. Well, the movie was Hickory and South Bend Central.
Yep. Anything with South Bend's great. Go Irish.
Oh, what a pleasure it is to be here today and enjoy this experience, right?
This is awesome. I tell you what, watching a movie doesn't do this any justice, but just seeing our kids and our crowd here, our kids have old school 1998 red uniforms on, and just a great, great atmosphere. Should be a lot of fun.
I opened a closet a little while ago here at the Hoosier Gym, and a Gene Hackman mannequin fell out.
You kind of look like him a little bit, minus the hair. But, it's impressive to think that, you know, he was walking out on this floor and shooting movies in here. It's pretty cool.
Hey, tell me how this game came about. I know the two head coaches got to know each other a couple years ago at a clinic, right?
Yeah, that's how it started. And, we had a couple games scheduled that we had to drop. And we were able to pick one team up, but still had an opening. And Coach and his staff organized this whole thing. And just the whole idea was to have a great experience for our kids and our community. And it all fell into place. And here we are today. So kudos to Coach Britton for getting this lined up. And I want to say this again. The support you guys give us is outstanding. To make this trip down here and support our student athletes, we're really, really appreciative of that.
We have a blast. It's a lot of fun. Thank you so much. Fort Laramie wearing the road retro red here today. Now, Strasburg Franklin was in the area yesterday, worked out on the floor here at the Hoosier Gym, was back again this morning after being in Indianapolis last night, worked out pre-noon here on the Hoosier Gym floor. At Fort Laramie got in an hour workout after 12 o'clock today. So by virtue of more practice time on the floor, Strasburg Franklin is the home team, right?
Yeah, that's what we'll go with. I like that idea. I thought they just flipped a coin, but apparently it was deeper than that.
Now, you are an outstanding high school basketball official. Now, notice I preface that with the adjective outstanding. Tell me, in layman's terms, how this floor is different so that our listeners can imagine the Hoosier Gym court, which has got two center lines offset. Each one intersects the center circle, and we've got two boundaries down each side of the floor, an actual out-of-bounds line and a restraining line. Tell me how all of that affects this game.
Well, first of all, I'm just guessing, but the floor is about 60 feet, and at home we play on a 94-foot floor.
It's 74.
There you go. My measurements were off, but so that's going to be a difference. But you know, the whole 10-second line, you got to get to the second line, then you can come all the way back to the first.
Okay.
And the restraining lines on the side, when you're inboundings the ball, that just acts as the actual out of bounds till the ball's in, and then you have the black lines the out of bounds. So as an official, it's going to be important that they pay attention.
Yeah, it sounds to me like all of the floor differences between Ohio, for these Ohio officials, and the Hoosier Gym court here today could easily turn a superb official into a very poor one, right?
That's true, and you know, you use the adjective, I believe, outstanding. I think it'd probably depend on who you asked, but But no, you know, we have every official that was scheduled originally to do this game has worked the state championship.
Okay.
We had a fill-in for the JV game who's worked a bunch of regionals, but you've got a great crew here today, and I think we're in for a treat. But it's going to be interesting to see all these big guys play on this smaller floor.
Yep. Speaking of adjectives, this place is iconic. It's for sure unique. It's historic, famous, renowned. A number of scenes in the movie, The Hoosiers, which was filmed in the 80s, were all done right here in this gymnasium in Knightstown, Indiana. A quiz for you, true or false, Knightstown, Indiana, named for former Indiana head coach Bobby Knight.
Well, I was going to go with true, but I'm probably wrong.
You are. You're wrong.
I'm wrong. Well, won't be the first true or false I missed.
Right.
All right.
Any plans in the future for a journey out of the state of Ohio for Fort Loramie Hoops?
Well, I think it does a lot just for the kids that are participating in the program.
Right.
We certainly would support that. Gives the kids a special opportunity to kind of take their skills and take them on the road and demonstrate what our basketball is all about, you know, how athletic our teams are. And, we would certainly support that from an administrative standpoint. And any chances we can give our kids to have great experiences only benefits us and them in the long run.
Hey, what a phenomenal school year going all the way back into the 17-18-19 school year last spring for Fort Loramie High. State cross country, boys and girls, the baseball championship, football, state semis. Talk about athletic successes at Fort Loramie here recently.
Look, it doesn't get old. Last night we at halftime of our game, we celebrated the state runner-up and the state champion cross country team. And
yep.
I tell you what, it's just a culture that just kind of breeds success, and our kids have bought into it, and our community's really supportive, and it just does not get old.
No.
We just got rings in for the state cross country meet. I've been adding them to my box, and I'm starting to run out of room, but I'll take it. But I will say this, you know, I do work in a lot of gyms as an official, and I see some of the banners that are on the wall, and we're very lucky to have all the ones that we do, and I think our people recognize that and are very appreciative of it.
Dan Holland, superintendent of Fort Loramie Schools, a real pleasure to have you with us here before today's game in the Hoosier Gym, Fort Loramie and Strasburg Franklin, coming up in just a few minutes. And because of all the markings on the floor, and because this court doesn't look like those in Ohio, we'll cut the officials some slack here today.
Yeah, you will probably be the only two in the gym tonight, but that's why I love our folks. So thanks again for all you do, guys. I really appreciate it, and thanks again for all your support.
Dan, thank you so, so much. Dan Holland, superintendent of schools, Fort Loramie, our guest before today's game between Fort Loramie and Strasburg Franklin here at the iconic Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana. And as Dan mentioned, these two head coaches, Corey Britton of Fort Loramie, Adam Hall of Strasburg Franklin, met a few years ago, Chuck, at a state clinic. They wanted to take a trip somewhere, treat the players to a unique experience, out of state, way out of state, like Florida or Texas or California or the East Coast, much too costly. So they kept in contact, and at Fort Loramie and Strasburg Franklin continued to talk, and they decided on the Hoosier Gym just outside the state of Ohio, about an hour from the Ohio-Indiana line. 5-hour trip for Strasburg-Franklin, 2-hour trip for Fort Loramie. As I mentioned a few minutes ago with Dan, Strasburg was here yesterday, shot around, was here earlier today, shot around. Fort Loramie's been here since noon and got in some shots. But should be an outstanding game. Two teams are evenly matched, both averaging 46.5 points per game on the year. How about that?
Well, and I think that probably on a floor with these dimensions, you're not going to get a team that's going to score a bunch of points. You know, there's going to be the JV game, which was an outstanding game. A lot of full court pressure, a lot of half court stuff. You don't have room to do a lot of spacing, so that gives you an advantage defensively on this floor.
That JV game was terrific.
It was. Loramie jumped out to a lead, fell all the way back down by 16 points, still trailed by double figures in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Came back, tied it, and then got beat by a point in overtime.
Yeah, 51-50, Strasburg Franklin won it. Kudos to Devin Ratterman, 17 for Fort Loramie. Caleb Meyer had 13. Colin Moore had 10 in that JV tilt here at the Hoosier Gym. Won by Strasburg Franklin in OT by a score of 51-50. The Tigers made a free throw with about 6 or 7 seconds
left. Very shaky call
yeah.
on that foul to shoot the free throws, but hey, he was closer than I was, I guess.
And that personal foul enabled Strasburg Franklin to shoot two free ones, one of which was made, and Fort Loramie was nipped in the JV game. We've got the starters in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
And thank you to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. They include the following: M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Go to the website for more information, tomjerrys.com, 937-295-3243. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. We'd also like to thank the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will help make your gift ideas come to life in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., 8 expanding divisions at Wells Brothers. We also salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. And the in-between, just out the Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it is out of this world. Fort Loramie Redskins roster being introduced before a near sellout crowd of 647.
Good crowd.
Yes. Very good throng of folks here. Red and black down the left side of the iconic Hoosier Gym. Orange and black down the right side of this facility. So many thanks to Bob Garner, events coordinator here at the Hoosier Gym, for rolling out the red carpet for scoresbroadcast.com. Strasburg Franklin, by the way, participates in the Inner Valley Conference in northeastern Ohio. Strasburg located about 20 miles south of Canton. 14-4 by way of record for Strasburg Franklin. In that league, Berlin Highland participates, so it is a competitive league for sure. And the head coach, Adam Hall, is in year number 5 running the show after a record below 500 in year number 1. His club has strung together some outstanding seasons. And this is one of his two or three best clubs. He's had a couple teams win 20 in the last several seasons as Coach Hall. Strasburg Franklin 14-4, having won the Intervalley Conference outright with a victory on Tuesday. They played again on Wednesday, made the trip here, and had the advantage of not playing last night like Fort Loramie, Chuck, which went up against Anna. Fort Loramie played well, won on Tuesday, didn't play so well last night.
Right, well, Anna will do that to you. Anna's a really, really good basketball team. I'm not sure that leg-wise on this floor is going to make a whole lot of difference. I think the excitement of the experience is going to take over any fatigue that Loramie might have. And the fact that Strasburg got to come out here and get on the floor a couple of times, the only advantage I see to that is that they could maybe set their offense up and get used to the spacing on this small court compared to the bigger courts you normally play on.
Explain to me the differences in the lines on this court versus those in the Fort Loramie gym back in Shelby County, Ohio.
They're a lot closer to us than they are at Fort Loramie. I mean, this takes me back to my junior high coaching days.
Right.
There's no center line. There's two lines out there. When you cross the second line going towards your basket, that is the 10-second line. Once you cross it, it reverts back to the one closest to the opponent's basket. That's your over and back line.
Yeah,
and the other thing is that the red line on the side is just a place to be able to get your feet set to throw it in because there's not enough room to keep your feet outside the black line.
And this court, by the way, is about 20 feet shorter than the Fort Loramie court. It's about 2 or 3 feet less wide. And the game starts with Strasburg Franklin winning the opening tip. A driving layup is no good by Mitch Niedenthal. His brother Mike is also on this club. They both start. They lead the team in scoring at 12 per contest. Fort Loramie got the first rebound of the game. It is Nick Brandewey on the arc. He's wearing a different number for this contest today. He's got 53 on his back, and he just made a beautiful feed to Mason Kemper.
Yep.
Mason got the ball low post left and dropped it in. He peeled off a screen and was wide open. Great play run by Fort Loramie to start the contest. 2-0 Redskins. Outside the arc is Jacob Farthing, a 6'3 senior for Strasburg Franklin, which opens with Jared Willoughby at the point, a 5'11 senior. Donald Seward, a 6'3 senior in the post. The Niedenthals play the wings. And the fifth starter is Jacob Farthing, a 6'3 senior. He goes in and out of the post. Strasburg Franklin, the home white, throwing the ball around the circle. Then here's a long three try from the left flank. It is missed on the play by Mitch Niedenthal. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Redskins down the floor. Fast break. Layup missed. Rebound stuck in by Nathan Ratterman. 4-0 Fort Loramie. We played the first minute and a half. Between the circles with the ball is Mitch Niedenthal for Strasburg. Hands off to Mike. Mike is doubled 30 feet away. Good hedge by Fort Loramie. Side court. It's fed to Willoughby. Straight away, Mike Niedenthal. Foul line extended left. Handled by Farthing. He steps back and guns the three. It's bouncing around. Comes off. Rebound Fort Loramie. 4-0 lead. We played 2 minutes. Eli Rosengarten in backcourt. Also starting, Jake Ratterman. He wears a new number, 54, not 21. Nate Meyer, normally 32, is 21 in the retro red here today. Here's a skip pass cross court, handled outside the arc on the play by the Redskins' Jake Ratterman. Jake and Nate start along with Brandewey, Kemper, and Rosengarten. Rosengarten penetrates the top of the circle. The weave is on. Man-to-man defense by Strasburg Franklin. Deep in the right corner is Kemper. Kemper spins from 15 feet away. Goes opposite to Brandewey. He launches a triple. Short, no good. Scrappy rebound try by Kemper. It's tipped last by him. Rolls out of bounds to Strasburg.
That's good effort by Mason. Just couldn't corral it coming in.
New underwriting sponsors on scorersbroadcast.com. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step in the construction of your new home. Also thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Jared Willoughby has just popped in a long triple for Strasburg Franklin. to make it 4-3. Fort Loramie up one. Strasburg in the home white. Black numbers outlined in orange. Here's Nate Ratterman outside the arc on the left. Had a Brandewee. Into the post, it goes to Kemper. Spins, guarded well, doesn't shoot. Right back out to Brandewee. He's got a crease down the lane. Running one-hander, skipped off the rim, but he was bumped. Two free throws for Brandewee for the Redskins, who lead it by one. We've played 3.5 minutes.
Well, these uniforms go back to the day where the smaller the number, the smaller the jersey. That's how it used to go. So that's why they had to get some bigger, go bigger numbers for these guys.
Chuck, I love the bright red with the white numbers.
I remember these uniforms.
Yeah, they pop. The Fort Loramie pops. The numerals pop. The white trim around the bottoms of the shorts, they snap too. First free throw by Brandewee. Swish. He's got it. 5-3. Redskins lead. Second shot by the southpaw in the air, and he bangs that one in. 6-3. Fort Loramie in the lead. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Up over the timeline for Strasburg is Mike Niedenthal. He's at about 12 points a game, along with Mitch, his brother. They both shoot threes at about 34%. Popping out to catch straight away is Mitch. Far right flank. Here's a long three-pointer. Gunned up there from distance by Willoughby. Missed it off the back brace. Long rebound, though, to Strasburg. Here's a baseline drive. Bodies fly. And Fort Loramie's not there in time. It's ruled a block.
That's on Carter Mesher, who's in the game now. It was his first.
Carter Mesher having checked in now for Fort Loramie. Carter saw action last night against the Anna Rockets. Carter, a 6'1 senior. Speedy legs, good driver, fine defender. Ball pitched out to Seward. Seward's got it 25 feet away for Strasburg. Goes right corner to the driver, Mike Niedenthal. He goes opposite on the pass. To Tayshawn Curtis is in now, a 5'10 sophomore. Straight away to Mike Niedenthal. Left flank, jump shot by Strasburg, too hard. Long rebound, Calvin Willis, 6-foot senior, hits a teammate on the arc. It's Mike Niedenthal who circles a jumper around the rim and out, and Fort Loramie's got the board. Three tries by Strasburg, not a shot went down though. Baseline drive by Mesher. Mesher is hemmed in, feeds the cutter, Grant Albers in the paint. There's a whistle. Officials look at each other. What do we have? It's called a jump. And
wow.
Arrow will favor Fort Loramie.
Not sure I agree on that call.
It looked like there might have been a tie-up just after initial contact.
Well, the tie-up came from around the back, so yep. There was a foul before the tie-up.
I agree 100%. But it's one of those too close to call. Refs were on it. They sold it. We play on. Fort Loramie inbounds. Far right side of the floor, it's Rosengarten. He wears his normal 33. Top of the circle, Mesher. Spin move down the lane. Look at him go to the basket. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Strasburg. Strasburg down the floor. Far left wing. It's thrown on the play to Tayshawn Curtis. 25 feet away to Mike Niedenthal. Ball is dropped off baseline left. Fort Loramie gets a piece of it and knocks it out of bounds.
Artur Plaza is what the Strasburg coach told us.
Yes, a number change.
Yep.
The six-footer, Artur Plaza, P-L-A-Z-A, is checked in.
Student.
Yep, he's checked in now for Strasburg.
I think from Ireland, if I'm not mistaken.
25 feet away, it's Mitch Niedenthal. He barrels down the lane for Strasburg, up and in with the left hand. He hooked it through. Well
good,
done.
Strong play that time.
6-5 the score. And Chuck, I've got to reacclimate myself to the scoreboard. It's 6-5 in favor of Strasburg, correct? Or is 4-0?
No, Loramie's the visitors.
Redskins still up one, make it three. What a drive. Eli Rosengarten right down the pike to the rim. He's got a deuce. 8-5 Redskins, 2:28 to go here in the first quarter.
Loramie's Terhune.
We are here at the iconic Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana. What an experience for these young men. And the crowd of nearly 650 treated to a great JV game, won by Strasburg, 51-50 in OT. There's a 16-foot jump shot pumped in. Nice shot by Plaza. He steps on the floor, performs 2 minutes, and hits one. Here's a bad pass before Loramie, and it rolls into backcourt. Strasburg can't save. Redskins have got it. Fort Loramie up one, 8-7. Minute 52 left here in the first. Nolan Burning on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Nolan, a 5'11 sophomore. Burning on the dribble, 25 feet away. No room to drive. Gives it on the play to Nathan Radovan. Grant Albers has it. Now Burning. Now Albers. A minute 30 left, first quarter. 8-7 the score. Fort Loramie up one. Ball dropped off left wing to Burning. He's available, and he swishes a triple. A trifecta for Nolan Burning.
He gets his feet set. He is as good a shooter as they have out there.
11-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. A minute 12 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Strasburg attacking. 25 feet out, Mitch Niedenthal. Mitch gives it up to Mike. Coming out to grab it is Jacob Farthing. Left wing to a teammate. A long bomb swish from three-point land. Mitch Niedenthal poured one through. 11-10 Fort Loramie as the team's trade threes. Redskins bring it down outside the arc on the left. It is Nate Meyer. Nate Meyer on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Nate, a 6-foot sophomore. Here's a spin move in the lane by Rosengarten. Right back to Burning. Burning again. Bottom of the well. Another triple for Fort Loramie. Burning pours one through the ropes. 14-10 Redskins up by four. 24 seconds left, first quarter. Outside the arc, it's Archer Plaza. Plaza goes opposite to a teammate, Jacob Willoughby, or I should say Jared Willoughby. Hand off to Mitch Niedenthal. As Strasburg plays for one, 10, 9, 8 seconds left. Here's Mitch Niedenthal, dribble drive, right corner. Fort Loramie with a reach around and a tip out of bounds with 5.6 to go here in the first. Redskins up four. Good first quarter for Fort Loramie. Paced by two Nolan Burning threes late in the period.
Yep, both from the same spot.
5.6 left. Fort Loramie zoning as Strasburg inbounds beneath the rim. Ball thrown in, deep right corner. Quick fadeaway triple by Mike Niedenthal. Hits the heel, missed it. Fort Loramie gathers the board. First quarter closes out. Redskins 14, Strasburg 10 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass. AAGincOH.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We are at the site of the victory by Hickory over South Bend Central. The Hickory Huskers beat South Bend in the movie called
Hoosiers.
The Hoosiers. They were at the Hoosier Gym.
We have not seen the old picket fence yet, though. I'm waiting for that offense to come out, but don't let the paint dry.
And that big gold banner that says Go Hickory all the way that you saw in the movie, high on the wall at the end of the floor, it's here today just like it was years ago in that feature film. Second quarter starts with a drive to the basket by Strasburg, and the ball handler is spilled, goes to the floor hard, foul Fort Loramie, two free throws coming for Mike Niedenthal of Strasburg. Almost said Mike Niedenthal of Hickory.
Now, their championship game was not played in this gym.
No.
Played in
Butler.
At Butler, yeah. That's not what it was in the movie, but yeah, that was played on a big court. I remember him marking off the 15 feet and everything.
Yeah, speaking of championships, Strasburg Franklin won a state title in 1967. Charlie Huggins was the coach.
Yep.
Fort Loramie won state titles in boys' hoops in 87 and 93.
Yep, I think I saw all of those.
Both free throws made by Strasburg Franklin. Ryder was one made, one missed. Niedenthal Swished one. The second went in and out. Fort Loramie up three. 30 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Redskins have the ball. Nolan Burning fired in a couple of triples in an outstanding first quarter for Fort Loramie. Here's high-low action. Brandewey down inside. Tried to hit Kipper. A good double team. Overplay. And Tayshawn Curtis stepped in to pry it free. Loose ball to Strasburg. Tayshawn Curtis now on the floor. He is a 5'10 sophomore. Quick ball player. Foul line extended left as Mike Niedenthal wants to drive, can't. Throws on the arc to a teammate. Here's a long three ball by Mitch. Mitch Niedenthal couldn't get it to go. It bounded off the back iron. Long board to Fort Loramie, which is up three. 6:42 left here in the second quarter. Nolan Burning straight away. Nathan Radovan. Far left wing, it is Eli Rosengarten. Baseline left, Brandewey. He goes to work with Mike Niedenthal in the lane. Ducks under. What a play by Nick. Oh, he missed a five-footer. Loose ball rebound, Kemper. Right back to Brandewey in the lane. He's doubled, fouled, I think. Yes, by Strasburg.
Wow, I'm not sure how that shot didn't go in. He made a great move to get to the rim and just rolled it off the back flange.
I think because of the super herky-jerky moves and becoming so wide open, to his surprise, he missed
it. Well, he probably waited for the whistle because I was surprised they didn't call charge on him.
Here is Brandewey inbounding on the arc to Rosengarten, who fakes the three. Dishes back to teammate Jake Ratterman. Coming out to catch Brandewey. They want to go high-low. Down inside for Mason Kemper, can't do it. We've got a whistle away from activity and a hold. Brandewey was pinned down here low left. It goes against Strasburg. Foul on Mitch Niedenthal. Adam Hall, head coach of Strasburg, a bit disappointed in that decision by the official. Nonetheless, Fort Loramie will play it in. Caleb Meyer on the court now. Caleb with a splendid JV game for Fort Loramie. 14-11, Redskins up three. Nearly 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Ball inbounded to Rosengarten. He fires a long, high-arching three over Mike Niedenthal and drills it. Good three-point shooting by Fort Loramie here today. 17-11, Redskins in the lead by six. Biggest cushion of this game. The Rosengarten three. Here is Strasburg attacking far into the floor. Mitch Niedenthal's got it. Hits a teammate on a back cut. It is Mike Niedenthal. Might have gotten away with a walk. Shot blocked anyway, but Fort Loramie goes out of bounds.
Nathan Ratterman did a nice job. He trailed and swatted the ball out of bounds.
Our perch is at the end of the floor above the Strasburg-Franklin bench. Both benches at the ends of the court.
I thought that once the sun went down in here, it might be harder to see, but the lighting's better now that you don't have that glare coming in.
Exactly. Dribble drive, foul line extended left. Mike Niedenthal, he's boxed in, veers off into the corner, hands it to Mitch. Mitch goes up and under below the rim, no good. Scrap for the rebound, foul. Fort Loramie might be in the act of shooting. 5:32 left, second quarter, 17-11. Fort Loramie in the lead by six. At the stripe, Mike Niedenthal, 6 foot senior. He flips the free throw up, a lot of rim, but it goes down in. 71.5% free throw shooting is Strasburg Franklin, which shoots fouls about 6.5 points better than Fort Loramie. Second one swirls around and comes off. Redskins have got the board. Nate Ratterman up the floor to Caleb Meyer. Caleb dribbling. Caleb, the 6 foot sophomore. Ball thrown to the far side of the court, and it's jammed out of bounds by a white shirt from Strasburg.
I guess you don't get to keep the foul balls here.
That'd be a lot of leather to take home. 5:20 to go now in the half. Caleb Meyer between the rings. Being guarded by Mitch Niedenthal. Here's a skip pass, cross court to Nate Ratterman. Available, long three-point bomb. Bullseye! Nate Ratterman's got one. And head coach Adam Hall of Strasburg has seen enough. The Redskins are pouring in threes left and right, much like it rained a few days ago. 20-12 Redskins, just over five to play. Second quarter on scores, broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, I'm pretty sure that these teams didn't scout each other. I wonder if they exchanged any kind of film to get a kind of an idea.
Well, the two coaches have communicated closely for a couple of years. They're familiar with each team's offense and defense. I will say that.
Yep.
Under five to play here in the second quarter. Here is Strasburg Franklin with the ball after the timeout. And barely into the right corner goes Mike Niedenthal, and he runs right over a red shirt. It's offensive.
Jake Ratterman stood in there and took the charge.
And now Strasburg Franklin feels the need to press a little bit.
Here's another strange thing about the court. You check in, you walk into a corner, and then when there's a dead ball, they blow the whistle for the horn at the scorer's table, and they come in from the sideline.
Yeah, and the benches are on the ends.
Yeah, it's like the old Vandalia gym.
Token pressure by Strasburg. Here's Caleb Meyer dribbling up the floor. He's got a lane, powers to the rim, hard drive to the basket, missed it, no good. Great offensive rebound by Mason Kemper. Shot blocked, threw it back out on the arc to a teammate. Redskins still retain the ball. Frenzied action here in the last 15, 20 seconds. Fort Loraming trying to stretch the lead to double digits. Here's Carter Mesher, spun around, knocked down out of the top of the key. A scrum for the loose leather. Arrow will favor Fort Loraming, which leads 20 to 12 with 4:22 to go here in the second quarter. Chuck, the Redskins like the scrums. The Fort Loraming football players do that pretty well.
They get on the floor pretty well, don't they? I don't know if they play football at Strasburg.
Ball out of bounds at side court for Fort Loraming. Brandewee back in for Caleb Meyer, who gave a very good account of himself the last few minutes. Here's Mesher midcourt for Fort Loraming. Dribbles top of the circle, weaves to Brandewee. Oh, back cut. It goes to Rosengarten. No shot below the rim. Mesher's got one far right corner. He's almost out of bounds. He's flattened to the deck as he uncorked the three ball. He's got three free throws coming. Chuck, there's a small expanse in the corner of the courts for the three-point shot. That's where Mesher was, and he was barreled into by a Strasburg player. Three free throws for Mesher. The first is no good. It's a bit long.
I'm not sure that, like, Shaquille O'Neal stood in the corner. It might be he'd either be out of bounds or have his toe on the line with the size of his shoes.
Mesher missed the first. Second of three in the air. That one's on the money. 21-12, Fort Loraming. 4:11 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loraming Junior Varsity trailed by 16 points early fourth quarter, rallied to tie, was beaten by one in OT. It was a terrific game. Reminded me of Hickory against South Bend Central. Second free throw is rolling around, comes off, no good. Strasburg Franklin goes up early on the rebound, can't collect it, and then out of nowhere, Nathan Ratterman gets it. He's bodied and fouled, and he gets two. So far, Chuck, Fort Loraming out hustling, out shooting Strasburg Franklin.
Yep. I mean, and no turnovers. One turnover for Loramie, none for Strasburg so far.
Free throw by Nathan, in and out, tough break. Loramie has missed three of its last four. The lead 21-12 with makes here the last two trips to the line. The Redskins could be up 24-12. Next free throw, Ratterman, swish. 10-point lead, Fort Loraming, 22-12. Half the second quarter gone. Token pressure, backcourt, Redskins. Up the left side, Mitch Niedenthal. He plays pitch and catch. Interception, Mesher. Mesher storms to the rim for a deuce. Redskins have the upper hand, up 26-12 now. Or I should say 24-12. It was 22-12. Trying to give Fort Loraming a bucket more than the Redskins should have, but the lead is double digits. Fort Loraming's doubled the counts on Strasburg. Oh, here's a good hustle play. Right side of the floor. Carter Mesher stepped in there on Mike Niedenthal and knotted him up. Right now it's a jump. Arrow favors Strasburg. Strasburg Franklin inbounding far side of the floor. Head of the key is Mike Niedenthal. 3.5 to go here in the first half. Loops it to Mitch. Mitch, 30 feet from the basket. Outside the arc, near flank, it's Jacob Farthing. He darts into the lane, wants to shoot. It's blocked, stuffed by Fort Loramie. Loose in the corner, a white shirt runs it down for Strasburg. 3:18 left in the half. Fort Loramie still up 12. Here's a shot fake behind the arc, a drive right down the lane, all the way to the rack. Mitch Niedenthal with a dandy. 24-14, Strasburg hadn't scored in nearly 3 minutes. Here's Fort Loramie throwing cross-court to Mesher. Mesher in the corner has nothing to do but bounce it off a Strasburg player. He does. Then it hits Mesher before it goes out of bounds. Strasburg ball.
Just bad luck right there. They threw him the ball in such a spot that he was in real dire straits.
2:57 left here in the second quarter of play. 24-14, Fort Loramie leads. Redskins' biggest edge, 24-12. And that lead of a dozen points was the result of a steal, a bust-out layup by Carter Mesher.
Correct. Looked like a football play. He read the route.
Strasburg attacking. Jared Willoughby, far right corner. 2:38 to go in the half. Between the rings, it's Mike Niedenthal. Farthing comes out to catch. Dishes to Mitch Niedenthal. Out of Mike, baseline drive in the lane, can't shoot, goes opposite to a teammate. Here's a runner from the left corner by Farthing, left it way shy of the mark, and after he released the ball, he ran right through a red shirt. Offensive foul, Strasburg. Well, Fort Loramie has been sharp defensively.
I think that's at least three charges they've taken now.
2:26 to go in the first half. And Strasburg Franklin, Chuck, has only tallied 14 points. Shue was on the other foot last night when Fort Loramie could not register points against Anna. Redskins up 10. Fort Loramie brings it down the floor. Brandewee over the center line. I say center line. There are actually two center lines. Each one intersects the center circle. They serve different purposes. Here's Radiman outside the arc of the left. Straight away to Brandewee. 2 minutes to go, first half. Radiman gives it up on the play to Nate Meyer. Long cross-court throw to Rosengarten. He's available from long range. Got it again. Wow, scalding hot is Fort Loramie.
5 threes now.
Torrid from distance. 27, Fort Loramie. Boy, the skip passes have really fooled Strasburg Franklin. Fort Loramie throwing over the top of the Franklin defense all night long. And then Strasburg Franklin comes right back with a triple of its own. Mitch Niedenthal, a line drive trifecta from the right corner. 27-17 for Loramie. Here's Radiman behind the arc. Radiman gives it up deep in the left corner to Rosengarten. Straight away handled by Grant Albers, who penetrates, can't shoot. A minute 16 to go in the half. Redskins up 10. Here's Brandewee. Here's Nate Radiman, left corner. Oh, what a shot fake. A drive. Lays it up. Oh, it skipped off the rim. Rebound Strasburg. A minute to go, first half of play. Head of the circle, Mitch Niedenthal. Mitch on the bounce, hands off to Mike. Mike Niedenthal's got it between the rings. Fort Loramie's depth, I think, has been a factor so far. Here's a shot fake by Mitch Niedenthal. Baseline drive. He's boxed in, bailed out by the official who called Fort Loramie for a hook. Common foul, though. Strasburg has picked up 7. Fort Loramie only 5.
I'm impressed with Mitch Niedenthal. I haven't seen Mike do much. I'm not saying anything because now he'll go crazy, but Mitch has been the offensive threat so far for Strasburg.
Mike Niedenthal lobs into Jacob Farthing. Now to Mike Niedenthal, left corner. 44 seconds to go in the half. Here's a baseline drive. Blocked away by Fort Loramie beneath the basket. The ball hit the boundary, out of bounds to Strasburg. 40.9 left here in quarter number two. Redskins up 27-17. Ball lobbed in left corner, Jacob Farthing. Penetrates the lane, running one-hander. Hook shot, yes, right in front. Nice maneuver, Farthing. Fort Loramie's lead cut to 8. 27-19. 27 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Burning in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Dribbles up the floor, hands off to Jake Radiman. Redskins would like to play for one. 18 ticks to go, and head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. Chuck will keep it right here and talk about a couple of our Fort Loramie game sponsors. Guyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Guyers patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, Nashville, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., Alaska, all over. When Gus Guyer established Guyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Guyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GuyersInc.com, GAIERSInc.com. Fort Loramie inbounding, 17.9 to go second quarter. Redskins up 8. Strasburg has scored the last 5. Down to 11, 10, 30 feet away. It is Jake Radiman. Deep left corner, Rosengarten. 5 to go. On top to Brandewey. Back to Eli. He's open. Wow. He's got a good look. He swished it with a second to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie, Torrid shooting from range. The long-distance jump shots by Fort Loramie behind the arc have been burning up the net here at the site of the Hickory South Bend Central game featured in the movie The Hoosiers. Fort Loramie shooting lights out, much like Hickory did in the show. 30-19, Redskins lead it by 11 here at the halftime break. Hopefully, Chuck, Fort Loramie doesn't cool off too much during our intermission.
Oh, they've been playing really well.
We're back with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report in just a couple of moments on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com. We've got the Fort Loramie Redskins in action here in the renowned, iconic Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana today. And Fort Loramie's ahead of Strasburg Franklin 30-19. Fort Loramie, Chuck, has simply been red hot from three-point land. in great contrast to last night. And Fort Laramie really sharp here today, even though Strasburg had two workouts in this gym, one yesterday, one this morning. Thus, they're the home team wearing white, though they did travel further, 5 hours, opposed to Fort Laramie's two.
All right.
Redskins played last night. Strasburg did not. Strasburg's last game on Wednesday. Yet Fort Laramie is exceedingly sharp, passing, cutting, jump shooting. Several charges have been taken by the Redskins. Just a great show so far here at the home of the Hickory South Bend Central game in the movie called The Hoosiers.
Well, I think one of the things that impresses me the most looking at the stats, each team has one turnover. You would have thought on this condensed playing area that turnovers would have maybe been above what you normally get. One each.
Right.
Laramie has an 11-5 rebounding advantage, 4-3 on the offensive boards, free throw shooting. Strasburg 2-4. Laramie only 4-7. They need to pick that up a little bit. Individual scoring for the Tigers. Mitch Niedenthal has 11. Then they got 3 from Willoughby, 2 each from Plaza. And Farthing, a free throw from Mike Niedenthal. They scored 10 and 9, 19 for the half. Laramie led by Eli Rosengarten with 11. They got 6 from Burning on 2 threes, 4 from Kemper, 4 from Nathan Ratterman, 3 from Carter Mesher, and 2 from Nick Brandewey. They scored 14 and 16, and they lead it 30 to 19 at the half.
Our halftime report being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, I'm going to put you on the spot. I can't recall, maybe you can, at least three charges drawn by Fort Laramie here in this game over the first two quarters. And they were like rocks of Gibraltar. The Fort Laramie players stood strong, 5-6 feet from the basket, and took vicious hits from Strasburg players. And I think one was Nathan Ratterman, I believe.
Ratterman took one.
Yeah.
And I know that Jake Ratterman took one.
Okay.
And I don't remember who the third one was. But I'll tell you, I used to run drills trying to teach kids to take charges. Kids either take them or they don't.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think that sends a message to the entire squad. When you take a charge, you take one for the team.
No, that's exactly what you do. You got to have the courage to stand in there and take it. And so far, I mean, in the NBA, a charge is a turnover.
Right.
And I look at it kind of the same way here, although technically I can't call it a turnover.
But you're right. That's what it is. And Strasburg Franklin, which can shoot the three ball very well, was denied shots in those possessions because they were guilty of charging. Fort Laramie's defense has been outstanding. 30-19, Fort Laramie in the lead. The biggest advantage, I think, was at 27-14, a Carter Mesher steal and great driving breakaway layup made it 24-12 with 3:20 left in the second quarter. It was stretched to 27-14 on a three-pointer by Eli Rosengarten. And then with the score 27-19, after Strasburg had shaved it to 8, Rosengarten hit a long bomb to our left right down below us at this end of the floor with a second remaining on the second quarter clock.
Well, he's made 3, Burning's made 2, and Nathan Ratterman's made 1. There's a difference in your ball game. Yeah, you got 6 threes. On the other side, you've got 2.
Yeah, there you go. Fort Laramie clearly out-shooting Strasburg, out-hustling Strasburg as well. Again, Chuck, on the boards, what's the battle like?
It's 11-5
in favor of Fort Laramie.
Laramie, yes.
And just one turnover apiece. That's an incredible stat. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Redskins up 11 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Fort Loramie leads Strasburg Franklin 30-19 here at the break on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's our Locale Equipment halftime segment. We spotlight several players tonight for Fort Loramie. We will note the seniors, outstanding student athletes. They're having marvelous games here tonight. Jake Ratterman, Carter Mesher, Eli Rosengarten, Nathan Ratterman, and Mason Kemper. Under the spotlight, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Locale, way back in 1982. And Locale Equipment, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, we are underway with the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com from the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana. And Fort Loramie turned it over to start third quarter action. And then Strasburg Franklin down 11 launches a quick three. It's missed short by Mitch Niedenthal. Redskins storm the other way. Oh, a good play. Brandewey hit Kemper. Shot fake. Let the defender fly by. And then Mason dropped in the four-footer right in front. 32-19. Redskins lead up by 13 points. Nearly a minute gone here in the third quarter. Here's Strasburg outside the arc. It's Seward. Gives it off deep in the left corner to teammate Mike Niedenthal. Mike handoff to Farthing, who darts into the lane. Feeds it behind him to Mike. And Mike's got a shot from behind the foul stripe. A fadeaway 17-footer.
Great defense.
Yeah, left it short. Fort Loramie might have gotten a finger on it. And the Redskins get the loose ball rebound. Ahead by 13 with 6:40 left in the second quarter. Oh, what a backdoor play. Brandewey hits a teammate. In the path of the pass, though, is a defender from Strasburg Franklin. And the ball goes off the shoe of a Redskin. It's a turnover. Strasburg ball. Fort Loramie leads 32-19. Mason Kemper scoring the last goal for Fort Loramie. Outstanding shot fake and then poured it in at the 6:40 mark of the third. Still behind double digits. Strasburg's got the ball deep in the left corner. It is Archer Plaza, six-footer. Hands off to Mitch Niedenthal. Rotates it around the top of the circle and then throws it to a teammate who wasn't looking. Donald Seward, the 6'3 senior, had his eyes somewhere else. Ball went out of bounds.
Yeah, good job of Brandewey. Did not stick a hand on that. He saw it was going to be their ball, and he pulled his hand back.
6:12 to go in the third. Fort Loramie leads by 13. Here's Nathan Ratterman down the floor to Nick Brandewey. Cross court to Rosengarten. He's open. Three-pointer just shy. Caught the rim. Ricocheted into the corner. Nate Ratterman tracked it down. Goes into the post to Kemper.
Wow.
Left-handed baby hook from 8 feet up and good off the board.
He is a great rebounder and an outstanding defender. And, boy, if he's going to score like this, they're just going to get better and better as a team.
Oh, my goodness. Biggest lead, 15. Strasburg counters. Here's a jumper left baseline inside the arc by Plaza. Swish for Strasburg's Tigers. And a timeout is called by head coach Adam Hall of Strasburg Franklin, with Fort Loramie leading 34-21, 5:42 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Maury's Landing, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, and Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Redskins get the ball inbounds as Strasburg has put on the heat. Full court pressure. Fort Loramie into the top of the key. It's Brandaway. 5:25 to go here in the third. Redskins up 13, 34-21. Far left side of the court. The ball dealt on the play to Jake Ratterman. He goes baseline to a teammate. It's batted away by Strasburg off a red shirt, out of bounds to the Tigers. 5:14 left in the third. 34-21 Fort Loramie. Here's Plaza with the ball. Deep in the far corner for Strasburg. Gave it up to Farthing. Farthing, a 6'3 senior. Shot fake by him. Outside the arc, left flank with the ball for Strasburg is Mitch Niedenthal. And he faked right, went left, away from the action, holding on Fort Loramie. First foul of the second half of this game. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Redskins up 13. Ball being inbounded by Mike Niedenthal. And before he can heave it in play, contact right corner, bodies fly. As Brandaway bulldozed into Mitch Niedenthal quickly. A couple of common fouls on the Redskins, who make changes. Nolan Burning and Carter Mesher back on the court.
Well, Nick got his money's worth on that foul because he took him down hard.
Here's Mike Niedenthal inbounding. Deep right corner, it's Farthing. He's loose down the lane, all the way to the rack. It is in. Great drive by Farthing. Fort Loramie heaves it 70 feet. Down the floor, shot by Mesher, blocked by Strasburg, which is within 11. Here's a fast break, one on three, into the lane. Runner Plaza missed it. It lipped the rim. Fort Loramie caught a break there. Lead could have gone to 9. Ball went in and out. Fort Loramie snagged the rebound. Here's Nolan Burning, 30 feet away. Into the paint area to Kemper. Outside the arc to Rosengarten. Baseline drive around a couple players. Blocked by Strasburg. Here's a one-on-two forcing the action. Mike Niedenthal below the rim. Not good. He got too far under. Redskins gobbled it up. Strasburg denied again from cutting it to 9. 4:08 to go, third quarter. Redskins up 11. Outside the arc of the left, it's Nate Ratterman. Boy, as Strasburg picked up the defensive intensity. Didn't work there. Mesher, give and go. Nathan Ratterman right down the pike, up and in. 36-23. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. Burning up ahead to Rosengarten. Rosengarten slants in from the corner. Defensive foul, Strasburg, which arrived late. Well, 36-23, Chuck. Last basket for Fort Loramie went to Nate Ratterman, who made that assist again from out of the flank. Mesher, right?
That was Mesher, yep.
Mesher to Ratterman at the 3:50 mark. Fort Loramie with possession. Ball thrown into Mesher, who makes a leaping catch out near midcourt. There's a slap down foul against Strasburg. It goes on Jared Willoughby. The Tigers are trying to growl a little louder right now. They picked up a couple.
They have picked up some intensity defensively, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. As a result, a couple of fouls here in the last half minute. Head coach Adam Hall of Strasburg not feeling his club was intense enough in the first half. Here's a cross-court pass by Fort Loramie as it was thrown by Mesher into the right corner to Nolan Burning. He chucked up a three that was short. Rebound down to Strasburg, which trails by 13. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's a spin move in the lane by Tayshawn Curtis. Curtis gives it up on the arc to Mike Niedenthal. Mike wants to go inside to Mitch. Can't do it. Flips it cross-court to Curtis. Straight away it's Mike. Mike's got an avenue down the lane. Hop, step, and a jump. No walk, but a foul against Fort Loramie. I thought the travel occurred earlier.
That was absolute travel.
At the line, Mike Niedenthal of Strasburg to get two. 3:13 left here in the third quarter.
Actually, the second step is what created the foul.
Indeed. Free throw, Niedenthal, Strasburg up and in. He's a 74% foul shooter on the year, is Mike Niedenthal, 12-plus points a game, 6-foot senior. He and brother Mitch are catalysts on this club. Second shot in the air. It is good again. Here's the ball inbounded in backcourt by Fort Loramie, which has seen its lead get trimmed to 11. Double team steal. Burning has it taken away. Here's Strasburg down the floor. Mike Niedenthal driving layup. Got it and a foul. Momentum, at least at the moment, has turned as Strasburg is back within 9, getting a steal at midcourt after 2 made free throws. A driving layup in traffic, a foul on Fort Loramie. A chance for a 3-point play and 5 points in the span of about 7 or 8 seconds.
Well, you got the wrong person handling the ball in the backcourt for Loramie. He's got to realize when you turn, they're doubling everything. It's not going to be a turn and be free.
Free throw by Niedenthal is missed. Here's pressure by Strasburg, and Fort Loramie breaks it. Driving layup by Mesher is good. 38-27. Mesher broke pressure. How about that? Mesher broke the pressure. Long three-pointer, Strasburg, right corner by Curtis. Missed it off the back flange. We've got a foul in the paint area. One official says it's on Fort Loramie. The other says it's on Strasburg. They confer, and it goes against the Tigers.
That was on Niedenthal, Mike, and that was an obvious. He took him by the shoulders and pulled him down.
Well, Strasburg had cut it to 36-27 with 2:50 to go in the third. And then Fort Loramie on a fast break against full court pressure by Strasburg Franklin. Got 2 points for Carter Mesher to go back up 11. And boy, this game's getting awful rough. Here's Carter Mesher striding over midcourt. He goes to the elbow on the left, and he's trying to work his way between a couple of defenders who put the sandwich on it.
I wish I would have been keeping individual fouls because there's no place in the gym where they're being kept.
Right.
And now I'm not sure who's got what.
2:31 to go, third quarter. Common, personal, 4 each way. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie into backcourt to Rosengarten. Rosengarten head of the key. Fakes the weave to Burning. Eli keeps it. Still bounces. Gives it up to Grant Albers out high. Grant on the floor. 6'2 sophomore. Baseline left. Grant maneuvers. Banked it. It spun out. Tough break. Rebound Strasburg. That thing did everything but go in. Tigers have got the ball with 2 to play in the third quarter. Baseline left, it's Mike Niedenthal. Goes below the rim, no shot. Flips on the arc to the three-point shooter. It's Farthing who rimmed it. Rebound Fort Loramie. Burning fires it up the floor, too far, out of bounds. Intended for teammate Nate Meyer.
That's 5 turnovers now in the third quarter after having 1 in the first half.
And that's in part a result of the intensity on defense, which has been escalated by Strasburg Franklin.
But the last 2 turnovers have been unforced. They're just bad passes.
Yeah, right. 1:50 left in the third. It's a big final 2 minutes of this third period of play. Here is a three-point shot, left wing by Strasburg. It is bouncing around by Mitch Niedenthal. It comes out. Fort Loramie got a break there because that ball was in way below the cylinder. And what do we have on the board?
They called the foul on the reach-in instead of the held ball.
And that's a break for Fort Loramie. It could have been a jump. Arrow would have favored Strasburg. But Fort Loramie gets a break there. A couple minutes earlier, a walking violation not called on Strasburg, so we're even. Inbounding in backcourt is Fort Loramie. Ball fed up the left side by Jake Ratterman to Nate. A minute 30 left in the third. Redskins up 11. Head of the circle, it's Caleb Meyer. On the arc to Grant Albers. Albers on a weave. This is Jake Ratterman. Far left flank, Nate Meyer. Starts to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Gives it up cross court to Caleb Meyer. He wants to penetrate, can't do it. A minute 12 to go in the quarter. Here's a baseline pass, out of bounds, wide of the mark. Intended on the play for Albers. Fort Loramie turning it over too frequently here in the third quarter. Fortunate to still be up 11.
Yeah, that was just a sloppy pass. You don't throw one-handed loose passes like that.
Here comes Strasburg to midcourt. It's Mike Niedenthal. A minute left in the period. Mike lost a dribble in the corner. He hooked Caleb Meyer. Wasn't called for the foul. Strasburg got the loose ball. Far corner of the court. Plaza missed a three. We got a nice rebound by Nate Ratterman of Fort Loramie. Over his back is Mike Niedenthal.
I think that's got to be at least three on him.
Common foul. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Rather obvious, Strasburg has picked up the heat on defense guarding and on the offensive glass. As a result, they've been hit with some fouls they ordinarily would not pick up. But they've got to take the battle to Fort Loramie now. The Redskins have won this game so far because of Fort Loramie's physicality.
Absolutely.
Timeout, Redskins at midcourt with 44 ticks to go in the third. Fort Loramie clings to the 11-point lead, 38-27. Here at the site of the Hickory, South Bend Central, the Hoosiers movie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
As I return to action along with Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com, I am corrected, and properly so. South Bend Central and Hickory did not play in this gym. It was Hickory's home court, but they played at Hinkle in the state championship. Here is Fort Loramie attacking. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Redskins still up 11. Nobody scored now. And here to the last 2 minutes of the third period until that play. Nathan Ratterman peeled off a screen down low. Caught the ball from the right flank. The arrow says Strasburg ball. And now the Redskins have got to defend the last 1.4. The Tigers have got the ball below the rim. Inbounding is Mike Niedenthal. Redskins are man-to-man. Caleb Meyer in the paint's got his back to the playmaker, and that there it goes. The ball was inbounded by Mike Niedenthal off the shoulder of Caleb Meyer. He caught it and then laid it in. I could see it coming. It was right in front of us.
Yep.
Heads-up play by Mike Niedenthal of Strasburg Franklin. He was below the basket. Caleb Meyer turned, didn't face him. He was zoning in the paint area, and the ball was lobbed in off the jersey of the Fort Loramie player and then scooped up off the floor by Niedenthal. He got the 2 points at the buzzer. Redskins still lead by 11, 40-29 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And don't forget M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie's got a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Michelin, Goodyear, and more. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires, in Fort Loramie. Free pickup and delivery. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. Chuck, Fort Loramie was in a similar situation at Jackson Center. Really didn't play hard enough to win. Played to not lose late in that game and lost a close one. Redskins shoot a three ball by Brandewee to open play in the fourth quarter. And he hits the opponent, Strasburg, with a dagger, bomb.
Woo! That was nice. And he's the only one I'm having trouble figuring out who he is. I'm not used to him wearing 53.
Yep, Brandewee's got a big 5-3 on his back. Head coach Adam Hall of Strasburg is picking his poison because everybody from the Redskins can pump it in from distance. Behind the screen, high left. Here's a three-pointer jacked up and made. A beauty from long range by Mitch Niedenthal of Strasburg. 43-32, Fort Loramie leads by 11. The three-pointer by Brandewee stretched it to from a lead of 40 to 29 to 43-29. Then Niedenthal counters to cut it back to 11. Here's a baseline drive of Fort Loramie. It's Carter Mesher. He lost it. It's scooped up in the deep right corner by Rosengarten. He jacks a triple. It skips off the rim. Long rebound, deep left corner. Strasburg can't collect it after touching it, and it goes out of bounds. Break Fort Loramie.
Well, he got the rebound and tried to throw a pass while he was still in the air to the corner, and it was an errant pass.
The lead, 11 for Fort Loramie. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul situation, 6 in Strasburg. Redskins are in the bonus. Outside the arc is Nick Brandewee. He's doubled, needs help. Dishes left side to Kemper. Kemper 30 feet away. Right back to Nick between the circles. Carter Mesher, deep left corner. Straight away, Brandewee. Right flank, it goes to Rosengarten. He gets a screen, gives it to Nate Radiman. Nate Radiman zips it cross court, pushing in the paint area against Strasburg Franklin. 1-1 Fort Loramie. Redskins now, if they can make hay at the stripe, have a chance, Chuck, to widen the gap even further.
Well, they're only 4-for-7. They haven't shot one since the first half. So here's Kemper shooting the 1-1.
Kemper, 1-1. Fort Loramie, it's short. Rebounded Strasburg. 6 minutes to go, fourth period. 11-point lead Redskins. Here's a skip pass, cross court. Strasburg open. Three-pointer, Arthur Plaza. He buries it. 43-35. Plaza hit the three with 5:54 to go in the game. Here's Rosengarten, backcourt for Fort Loramie. He lost the ball. He lost it, then fouled. Redskins have got to keep their composure at this point. Under 6 to play. Fort Loramie's lead now down to 8. It was 43-29. 6 straight points by
a 3 by Plaza and a 3 by Mitch Niedenthal.
Yep, exactly. 6 in a row by the home team, the white shirts, Strasburg Franklin. 5:38 left in the game. Far right wing, Strasburg with the ball. Here's a drive into the corner by one of the Niedenthals. It's Mike. And sticking a leg out for Fort Loramie was the defender. 1-1 now both ways. 5:37 left here in the game. 16 fouls on Fort Loramie. The next one for Strasburg means the Tigers will shoot. Inbounding the ball side court, Mitch Niedenthal for the Tigers. He looks to throw it in. Trying to find someone. Sends it out to midcourt, now in backcourt. It's run down on the play by Mike Niedenthal. Mike to midcourt against Kemper. Now coming out to guard Mike Niedenthal is Carter Mesher. Ball dealt, far side of the floor. Strasburg open. Three-point try. Mitch missed it off the flange. It would have cut it down to five. It hit off the side of the rim and shot way out to midcourt. A Fort Laramie player tracked it down, and he was dumped.
Yeah, he didn't like the call, but Mike Niedenthal just actually pulled him down from behind. Who we got up there? I can't see the
measure. Measure. 1-1 for Carter. Redskins need to hit fouls. Free throw, Carter Mesher in the air, good. Redskins 5 of 9 at the strike. The lead back to 9 after 6 straight points by Strasburg Franklin. Second free throw, Carter Mesher flexes the knees. Deep knee bend, and he pops it through. The lead for Fort Laramie 10, 45-35. Two big free throws by Mesher. We approach the 5-minute mark. Fourth quarter of this game. Here is Niedenthal. Mitch in the left corner to Farthing. Farthing on the bounce. Gives it up on the play to Mike Niedenthal. Boy, they're looking for nothing but threes at this point, Chuck.
That's what it looks like. They're throwing skip passes all over the place.
Yeah, they're even at far and wide. Ball thrown into the post. It's Mitch Niedenthal. Can't shoot. He squared up. Dealt it back on the arc to Mike. Baseline left, Mitch. Mitch around a player to the rim. No good, but he's bodied and fouled. 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Strasburg didn't get the open look three eventually after using about 27 seconds or so. Got a baseline drive and a two-shot foul. Got a baseline drive. Here's Mitch Niedenthal aiming and hitting. Niedenthal aiming and 45-36. 45-36. Redskins in the lead by 9. Redskins in the lead by 9. Second free throw coming for Mitch Niedenthal. It's in the air. It rattles around and pops out. That was below the cylinder. One of two free throws at the 440 mark. Here's Fort Laramie countering. Oh, a good two-on-one play. Driving into the lane, Rosengarten. A fine feed down low to Kemper. He banked in a five-footer. The lead for Fort Laramie back to 11. Three-pointer, long one, Farthing. Missed it. It hit the heel, kicked way out to Rosengarten. Redskins up 11 with the ball. In two fouls on Strasburg, Fort Laramie will be in the double bonus. Here's Brandowee circling the wagons, top of the circle, down the lane, hooking foul against Strasburg. 4:10 to go. Redskins' Nick Brandowee at the stripe. The last of the 1-1s right here. Kemper made the last hoop for Fort Laramie. Who assisted him on that play, Chuck?
That was Mesher.
Well, Carter Mesher has had a very good floor game.
I'm seeing him. We saw him last night, and you can see some rust. He's getting better and better. He's going to be good for them down the tournament run.
Here's the free throw by Nick Brandowee. He hits it. Redskins are up 12 again, 48-36, after it had been cut to 43-35. Second free throw, Nick Brandowee. Got them both. Redskins warming up at the stripe now, leading by 13 again. 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Strasburg ahead of the key. It's Mike Niedenthal. Mike's got it outside the arc of the left. Deals it to Mitch. Back to Mike straight away. Looking for Farthing in the post. Strasburg wanting to shoot nothing but threes right now. And Fort Laramie is checking the arc pretty tightly. 3:42 to go in the game. Roaming ahead of the circle, it's Mitch Niedenthal to Willoughby. Far left wing, it's Donald Seward. He missed the three-pointer. Weak side rebound. Laid in by Mitch Niedenthal. No foul. Timeout called Strasburg. 49-38 Redskins. 3:35 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com.
And so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. These two pros are experts. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Phone 937-295-3243. That's 295-3243. If you need the right solution for true comfort, call on Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Here's Fort Loramie beating pressure eventually. 3:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins work it into the right corner. Rosengarten's got it now behind the arc. Screen set by Nathan Raderman. Ball high overhead by Rosengarten. Skips it cross court, left side of the floor. It is Meyer with it. Meyer hemmed in briefly. Needs help from a teammate. Gets it off on the play to Nolan Burning. Outside the arc to Brandewey. Brandewey being chased, fouled with 3:04 to go. I think Strasburg was sensing, Chuck, Fort Loramie was going to try and go into a lockdown freeze.
Well, I think, yeah, they're going to take free throws and layups, but Rosengarten is strong with the basketball, so we need to see him make two here.
Rosengarten shooting a pair, double bonus Fort Loramie, and he hits it. And it's 50-38, Redskins up a dozen. 3:04 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie has played exceedingly well. Here at the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana, both shots are good by Rosengarten. And the lead is swollen back to 13. 51-38. Two Rosengarten free throws. At the under 3 minute mark, give Fort Loramie a sizable lead, looking for the three ball. It's a long shot from the left flank by Mitch Niedenthal. It is short, hit the rim, ricocheted into the corner, quickly to it, a white shirt. It's tracked down on the play by Mitch Niedenthal, and then he's bumped as he went after the ball hard.
That's Mike.
It's a 1-1, I believe, right, Chuck?
Yep.
1-1, he swishes. Niedenthal's are 11-14, two outstanding players. Where Strasburg has been lacking in this game is that physical presence on the inside.
They don't have an inside presence, and the last couple times down the floor, the wrong people were shooting the ball.
And Mike Niedenthal lofts in both foul shots to make it 51-40. Fort Loramie in the lead by 11. Here's Rosengarten in backcourt. He's boxed in. Heaves it to the timeline. Fort Loramie's got a 3-on-2. Kemper doesn't shoot. Out back to Brandewey. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Redskins up 11, 51-40. Strasburg in chase catch-up mode now. Brandewey wants to be fouled. Hands it off 30 feet away. Here's a drive down the lane by the Redskins' Jake Raderman. Foul line to Albers, who nearly walked. Down to 2:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball pitched to Jake Raderman. Now Brandewey dribbles behind the back. He's doubled. Loops it to Rosengarten. 2 minutes left in the fourth. Here's a bad pass and a steal. A run out by Strasburg. Driving layup is good. Mitch Niedenthal got it. It's down to 9, 51-42. Here's Rosengarten in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Gives it to Brandewey. Cherry picking other end. It's Kemper. Kemper with a late pass down inside to Albers. Spinning shot. Got it. Timeout Fort Loramie. The Redskins took the long way around to beating pressure, but got it done. Made the layup to push it back to 53-42, Chuck.
Good choice right there by Kemper, because he could have gone ahead and taken a contested shot, but he threw the extra pass to Albers for the easy one.
And it looked like for an instant, Chuck, the Redskins were going to be hemmed in backcourt and might even lose the ball.
Yeah, well, their intensity's picked up, but right now, Loramie's doing a pretty good job of handling this pressure on this small court. You don't have as much space to have to defend.
Right.
That makes your pressure even that much stronger.
Yep, and looked like the Redskins for an instant were in a precarious situation in backcourt, but made the most of it. And when Fort Loramie realized, Chuck, on that possession, it had the opening in the half court, They attacked, and that's what you've got to do.
Yep.
You can't back it out every single time down the floor, especially when you have a man advantage.
Great decision by Mason Kemper.
Yep.
He's had a terrific basketball game.
I think you're sizing him up for something special.
I think he already has the little asterisk by his name. He had the first 4 points of the game for him to get him the good start.
That's right, he did, didn't he?
Yep.
Kemper got the first four and then made a great assist to Albers, right?
Right.
Here is Strasburg Franklin with possession. Deep in the right corner, it's Farthing. He's open, three ball, a break for Fort Loramie because the shot bounded off the rim, soared way up in the air, up and above the backboard, hit a cable, went out of bounds, no rebound needed. Fort Loramie ball, a minute 33 to go. Redskins up 11 and a chance to seal the deal here.
I would not have anybody shooting the ball but one of the two Niedenthals unless it's a layup. I don't understand that last shot.
Right. Here is Fort Loramie in backcourt, dribbling up the left side. Redskins are boxed in. The ball is pried loose by the white shirts, and Strasburg's got it. Quickly down the floor, Mike Niedenthal to Mitch. Gave it up on the arc to Willoughby. Jared Willoughby hits the cutter. It is Farthing. Farthing to a teammate, Mitch Niedenthal, who barges into the lane. He initiates the contact, but not good guarding position from Fort Loramie, and it's a two-shot foul with 70 seconds to go in the fourth.
No, he's got 19 now going to the free throw line to shoot two.
Well, he's been a one-man gang, 19 of 42, not a good ratio. Free throw up and in to make it 53-43 Fort Loramie.
And his brother's got nine.
70 seconds to go in the fourth. Second free throw, Mitch Niedenthal is on its way in once more. Boy, he's had a sparkling game, but he's been a one-man show, and Fort Loramie's been so much more well-rounded. In backcourt, Rosengarten for Fort Loramie. Being defended by a trio of guys, gave it up, got it back, scoots down the right side of the floor. Loops it to Brandewee at the timeline. 1 minute to go. Fort Loramie in the double bonus. 55 seconds to go. It's Carter Mesher in the left corner. Hands it off on the play to Albers. Albers is boxed in, grabbed, foul, and he's got the double bonus with 52 ticks remaining. And Fort Loramie up 9, 53-44.
Need to make free throws here. Free throws will win the game for him right now.
52 seconds to go. Albers at the stripe.
Nope.
Looks like it's off to the left. It is. Hit the rim twice, almost got a lucky hop. No good.
That would look bad on the release.
Second shot by Albers, upcoming. 9-point game, that's 3 3-pointers, and this Strasburg Franklin team that shoots threes predominantly, so they can draw even, you never know.
Same place.
Uh-oh, second foul shot, hard, hit the heel, forecourt in front of us. It is Farthing. Farthing hits the cutter. Mike Niedenthal on the arc of the three-point shooter, and he buries it. A bomb from downtown by Donald Seward, a 6'3 senior. One of just a couple shots he's taken in the entire game. And don't look now, 39 seconds to go. A Seward three has trimmed Fort Loramie's bulge from 53-44 to 53-47 after the two Albers misses.
Well, like I said, you make free throws and this game's over. You miss free throws and it's anybody.
Yep, so right. Chuck, have we talked about Brookins tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com?
We have talked to him about him a couple of times.
Good.
But you can't talk about him too much.
On Saturday nights, hey, I'm sending out the SOS. Only a few pork chops remain at Brookins. The pork chop special, it's underway. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops at Brookins in Fort Loramie.
If Carl's not busy, I wouldn't mind him running a couple down here to me tonight. Nighttown.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, great food. You'll love the atmosphere. Carl Arnes, the man in charge, he's been on board now about 14 months, and he's tweaked that late night menu. You'll like it. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Brookins, Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. On the web at brookenspub.com, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Here's Rosengarten in backcourt for Fort Loramie after the inbounds. and he's immediately corralled and fouled to Seward.
Well, a good choice of inbounding the ball to him, and he was not going to give it up. He held the ball to be fouled.
Redskins shoot free throws in the middle 60 percentiles. They're a little better than that for this game. Rosengarten needs two right here to stretch it back out to eight, and he swishes. That's big. 54-47. A foul shot made here would make it an eight-point contest, and that would be a three-possession game. Second free throw, Eli Rosengarten dips the knees. Looks good from here. It's right there on target. 55-47, Fort Laramie by eight. On the run up the floor, Mike Niedenthal gives it to Mitch. Mitch on the arc. Straightaway Seward. Here's Artur Plaza, right corner, baseline drive. It is in, and a timeout is called by Strasburg with 26.3 to go. And the Redskins' lead is a half dozen, 55-49.
Tell you what, I'm impressed. They see that Plaza is an exchange student, and I'm impressed with his basketball skills. He's done a pretty nice job.
Oh, I wouldn't exchange him for anything right now. I'd keep him on the club. He has really spurted.
I wonder if they can keep him and not let him go back home.
Yeah,
he's only a junior.
Yeah, he's triggered a rally here for Strasburg, which was down double digits. Much of this second half, in fact. Score at the end of the third quarter, Chuck, was
40-29.
Yep. Then it swelled to 42-29. Redskins were up 13, first minute of the fourth quarter of this game. Strasburg had it down to 8 points a couple minutes ago. Now it's six. Here's Fort Laramie inbounding. Brandewey in backcourt, tackled at the timeline is Nick Brandewey, and the lefty goes to the stripe with 23.7 to go. You make two free throws here, and Strasburg Franklin is in deep hot water, down three possessions with only 20 ticks to go. You've got to defend the three ball on defense, make free throws on offense. Brandewey shoots it up and in. Fort Laramie money in the bank at crunch time tonight.
Yeah, they're knocking them down. They missed the two. Albers missed two. Other than that, they missed the front end of the one and one. But they've made 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 of 10 besides those two guys missing.
Yep, Rosengarten with two at 30 seconds. Brandewey with one at 23 seconds. He missed the second. Long rebound, Albers. And he is wrapped up and fouled. That's a big offensive board. That's huge. 21.2 to go. Redskins right back to the stripe. It's Albers who failed twice his previous journey there. And fouling out of the game is Mike Niedenthal for Strasburg Franklin.
He ended up with nine.
Grant Albers shooting two, double bonus. Oh, that's off to the left again.
That's three in a row that have not come close. He needs to move over a foot.
Yeah, he's pulled each one, little crooked left side of the iron. 56-49, Fort Laramie, 21.2 to go, fourth quarter. Albers aims right, but it's short. It barely caught iron. 17 seconds to go. Here's a long three-point try. It is no good by Farthing. He shot it fast. It came off his hand funny. Fort Laramie got the rebound. Quickly, Rosengarten down the floor. 6 seconds left. 5, 4, and Strasburg won't foul. That'll do it. And the Fort Laramie Redskins make the journey to Knightstown, Indiana, and perform extremely well here in the Hoosier Gym and thump the 14-4 Strasburg Franklin Tigers to the tune of 56-49. It was a tremendous team effort by Fort Laramie here tonight. Chuck will have all the scoring details for you in a moment when we return. We'd like to thank so much our Fort Laramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, plus Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It has grown to include 8 expanding divisions in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. These anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, gratitude to Frisch's in Sydney, Tip City in Troy. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. The in-between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp will give you his best shot. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, about whom we just spoke. Brookins, no good eating place like it. And Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. You got the numbers all racked up. Fort Loramie shot it very well from the free throw line. In fact, I think better tonight than during the regular season so far. The defense from Fort Loramie, a theme all night. And nobody got untracked for Strasburg except the one Needenthal.
Yeah, Mitch had 21. Other than that, nobody in double figures.
And it was a complete team performance by Fort Loramie in this trip to Knightstown and the Hoosiers gym. It says, Go Hickory. Up on the big banner at the end of the floor, it's red and gold. If it were red and black, it would say Go Redskins.
Go Loramie. 25-15 rebounding advantage for Loramie. That was huge. 6-5 on the offensive boards. Loramie turned the ball over 9 times in the second half, 10 for the game. Strasburg only turned it 4 times. 9 of 13 for the free throw line for the Tigers. Loramie was 13 of 22, including 9 of 15. Is that right? 9 of 15 in the fourth quarter. Individual scoring for Strasburg. They were led by Mitch Needenthal with 21, 9 from Plaza, 9 from Mike Needenthal. On the other side, 15 points from Eli Rosengarten. He had a terrific game. Yep. Hit 3 threes in the second quarter that really kind of helped push that lead out. Mm-hmm. And they never really relinquished it. Get down to 6 at one point. And then they got 10 from Mason Kemper. He was terrific. 8 from Nick Brandewey. Clancy's players of the game, Eli Rosengarten and Mason Kemper.
Good choices. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And we are back here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Knightstown, Indiana, the Hoosier gym. As I remarked a few minutes ago to Chuck, as head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie joins us, that banner at the end of the floor that says Go Hickory all the way, it should say Go Loramie all the way, as Corey Britton's Redskins win tonight over Strasburg Franklin, 56-49. Game really wasn't that close. Corey, tremendous defensive effort, complete team performance We had Mason Kemper and Eli Rosengarten as our two stars of the game, but it was a total team effort job. Well done by your club.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you lose a game last night where we didn't play particularly well and we didn't shoot it well, and then they come out tonight and our kids just responded and they rebounded, and that's why I told them downstairs in the locker room. I mean, there's one thing I know about our kids, and we're going to fight, we're going to scratch, we're going to call, and they're going to battle, and this group's just such a resilient group. They just keep fighting. I mean, we could have made the long trip and felt sorry for ourselves tonight and just sort of packed her in. But, you know, our kids came out and they battled and we hit shots. And, you know, that's what we really talked about here in the last couple of weeks. And when our ball movement is good, we're pretty good. And when we get stagnant and we just dribble and we don't move and we're easy to guard and we're not very good. So and we're a work in progress still. But, you know, I think a lot of people at the beginning of the year weren't sure about us. And we're sitting at 13-7 now with two to play. So, I mean, we've had a pretty good year and we're playing well at the right time. I think we're 10-3 in our last 13. So we're getting in the right track.
Exactly. You were 9 of the last 11 heading into play last night. And you're right. You're now 10 of the last 13. Your skip passing was outstanding. Wow. Did you target players on the opposite side of the floor? And Corey, talk about the importance of this. Those throws were caught by the shooters with hands in shooting position. Perfect throws, and the shots went down as if this was your home court all year long.
I mean, the small confines here. It's a little bit of a shooter's gym, but you know what? We moved the basketball. We took what the defense gave us, and those skip threes are good options out of our offense for us. So I credit the kids. They saw it coming, and, you know, we cleaned things up at the end of the game, and we win by a wider margin. Don't make us so nervous, but we'll clean that up in practice, and we're still learning. We haven't been in a lot of those situations before, so we'll take it. We won't turn it back. We'll get on the bus, and we'll learn from our experiences.
Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Loramie, whose Redskins defeated the opponent, Strasburg-Franklin, 56-49 tonight. Here in Knightstown, Indiana, the Hoosiers gym, I thought your depth was a factor. You had 10 young men on the floor in the first 5-6 minutes of the game. The heart and soul of Strasburg, the two Niedenthals, one scored in excess of 20. They didn't have nearly the balance nor the depth possessed by Fort Loramie.
Those Niedenthal kids are tough kids. Ooh, I mean, they're very, very good. They're strong. I told our kids in scouting report, they remind me a little bit about the tandem that we faced last night with the Bixler and the Eagles camp kid. They're strong. They're really good off the bounce, and they're tough to guard. So, we have depth. We're just trying to figure out the right rotations. We just got Carter back a week ago, so he throws another piece to the puzzle. So we got to keep adding to it and keep figuring things out. I mean, it's I hate to say that. We're 1 week away from the end of the season, but you get a piece like Carter back and sort of throws things back up into limbo again. So we got to keep working. We got to keep better. But, yeah, our depth is definitely an advantage to ours when we can get up and down and do things that we're asked to do.
Oh, yeah, Carter led a few fast breaks like he was returning a kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown.
Nah, he's a very good athlete, and he brings a whole other dynamic to our team. So,
as a sidebar to all of this, you and the Strasburg head coach Adam Hall developed a connection a couple years ago. Any chance that Fort Loramie and Strasburg Franklin might meet again in the future?
Maybe at a venue like this again. It just makes it so hard,
right,
during the regular season to do us and Strasburg. We go there, they come here. I mean, it's 3.5 hours on a Saturday night. It probably doesn't make much sense, but
of course the Fort Loramie girls played Sugar Creek Garraway at Ohio Dominion.
Yeah, I mean, that's always an option. I mean, Strasburg's one of the storied programs in the state of Ohio. They've won over 1,400 games in their program, so playing a team like this makes us better, and hopefully we made them a little bit better tonight. But Coach Hall gets all the credit. He sort of put this together and spearheaded it, and it's an experience our kids will never forget. I mean, playing in here, I think there's probably only 300, 400 people here, but the place seemed packed. It was loud.
Yep.
It was a great environment, and our kids played well, so that I'm happy to see it.
And aside from a little flurry of turnovers under pressure in the third quarter, your floor game was very good. Just one miscue the entire first half of this game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, turnover bug has really been our Achilles heel at times this year. We got to clean it up if we want to give ourselves a chance to get out of Piqua, but It's a work in progress. We got to do a better job of passing and seeing things. But, hey, give our credit to our kids. They just battle. We could have hung our heads there with a couple turnovers and kind of missed free throws, but we made plays down the stretch and got a win.
Now, one last comment. Chuck and I represent the media, scoresbroadcast.com. Tournament draw tomorrow. Your outlook, where do you think Fort Loramie will fall? I'm going to ask you the $64,000 question. Who do you think you might play if you do advance on, win a couple games and get to the sectional final? Where do you think you'll be?
Oh, boy.
Jackson Center, a one seed?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the only clear-cut thing there is. I mean, we beat Rushi twice, but we lost to Bakken's.
Right.
Rushi beat Bakken's twice. So, I mean, I think us three will be 2, 3, and 4. What the pattern and what the order of that three is, I don't know. But all I know is it's the same thing every year. If you're going to get out of Pickwick, you're going to beat somebody that's pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
So we better strap them up and tie our shoes a little tighter for the next 2 weeks if we got to give ourselves a chance.
And this game tonight, this win over Strasburg Franklin on this neutral floor, prepares you well for tournament play.
It does. I mean, anytime we can get a good win over a program like this, it's something we'll take. But, hey, I really appreciate you guys making the long trek here and covering us tonight. It means a lot to our kids to see all this media here and supporting everybody. So thank you so much.
And thank you for missing the bus ride back to spend time with us on the postgame.
All right, I'm not missing anything. They know they can't leave me. I got the wallet, so I'm buying pizza on the way home, so they can't leave me.
Oh, no.
So
that's
funny.
Right. Corey Britton, thanks.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Head coach of Fort Loramie, really pleased with how well his club played tonight, 56-49 over Strasburg Franklin. Redskins play next Friday against Bodkins, a game we might cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck enjoyed it. A lot of fun.
It was.
And the win by one of the many teams we cover, Fort Loramie, made it
better.
An even more delightful trip.
Yep.
The facility is iconic. It's a great sightseeing tour here to Knightstown, that's for sure. But the Fort Loramie triumph over Strasburg Franklin tops it all off. Fort Loramie JVs lost a tough one, 51-50 in overtime. Fort Loramie varsity victorious by a score of 56-49. Again, in that JV game, Devin Ratterman at 17, Caleb Meyer 13, Colin Moore 10. And our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, in the varsity tilt were Mason Kemper
and Eli Rosengarten.
Mason and Eli, very outstanding, but it was a great team effort by Fort Loramie here tonight against Strasburg Franklin. 3-point shooting, remarkably sharp, very good indeed. And I think it kind of stunned Strasburg Franklin right out of the chute. Nolan Burning hit a couple of threes from distance.
Had a good start.
Yeah, midway first quarter. And Strasburg was not expecting that, I don't think. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Follow our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We will update you in the next 24 hours on games we'll cover next week. More than likely, Vandalia Butler at Sydney on Tuesday night. That's a big game in the GWAC North. That will decide the title in the GWAC North. That's on Tuesday night. Not sure about next Friday's game. Anna at Minster Boys next Saturday night. And as we noted a few times tonight, gratitude to new underwriting sponsors, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, and Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, Minster, across from Lake Loramie. For Ron, for Chuck, this is Jack Kramer. Good night from the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana, where Fort Loramie has defeated Strasburg Franklin 56-49.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.